Oh my God, check this out. I got another 85 South Show exclusive, man. Two of my real partners and two of the funniest dudes that I ever had the pleasure of working with in the comedy game. My dog, motherfucking Rito Brown.
Rito Brown?
What's happening, man? How y'all doing? And my motherfucking main champagne to Spain, Rodney Perry.
Yo, what up?
85 South?
Yeah. First of all, a lot of people who are real 85%ers know that Rodney Perry is one of our first guests, and he was actually in some of the episodes at the Steve Harvey Studio. That so is this is an 85 South Show Trap alumni.
Mm-hmm. Y'all took it to another level, though.
Bruh. Yeah. First of all, this
is palatial.
What?
Damn. This is nice.
Bruh, first of all, congratulations on the movie.
Yeah, man. Me and your man, Nav Green.
Yeah, shout out to Nav.
Yeah, coming to America, too, man.
Hold on.
Damn.
Damn. Yeah, because he didn't tell Eddie Murphy about me.
He didn't. I think he did.
I was there. Rodney, don't cover for him. We already discussed it. Had he not been here before you, I would have believed
you. Okay. I lied a little bit.
Yeah, man. But look, man. Yeah. You did your thing, bro, and everybody's seeing you, man. Yeah. I'm glad you're back, man. You're back in there.
Yeah. Hey, how about this, though? I can't let you sing my praises. Like, so me and Carlos go back to Who's Got Jokes.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can honestly say I knew. You know, so you see some comedians, and you be like, I don't know what that nigga might have it. That nigga definitely had it.
Immediately.
Because we would put comics through these little obstacles. And I remember it just wasn't nothing that could shake this dude. And I remember thinking, that dude ain't like, he ain't the little homie. He one of my peers from day one. Mm. And so just to see you evolve and your comedy grow and this thing grow, that's beautiful, man.
Man, this right here. It was just one of those things that was missing. I feel like we're picking up where the foxhole left off.
Yes, sir.
You get what I'm saying?
And I was on the foxhole.
I know. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Give us one of those good old foxhole stories.
Well, first of all, nobody tell a better story than Jamie Foxx.
First of all.
Jamie Foxx and Bill Bellamy. Yeah. Best storytellers of all time.
Because they got the million of them.
And they got all the stories. And so myself, Corey Holcomb, Speedy, Tangerine, it was just so many names, so many faces we would do. It was just great. It's like it would have become what y'all have become if we was in y'all time, maybe.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because we had the big celebrity of Jamie, but we was all kind of incubating at the same time.
Right.
So, but to watch what y'all have done is kind of another bigger thing almost, because y'all did it without celebrity at the outset.
Right.
And that's
you know what I loved about the foxhole, though, is that Jamie Foxx let everybody be a star. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like whatever level he was on.
But that's the dude he is, though.
Yeah.
Like if Jamie was here right now and Steven Spielberg come sit down, he going to introduce us. He not going to let you sit there and not know Steven Spielberg. Hey, Steve, you got to know. And he big up your intro, too, because the intro is everything in the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, that's dope.
Man, this dude right here, man. This dude, one of the most creative minds.
Yeah.
On the sketch comedy, man. By itself.
Yeah.
That's the biggest shit about it.
Yeah.
Man. Like, he got classics out there.
Man, appreciate that, man. I'm having fun with it still, though. I think that's the beauty of it, especially the way social media moving so fast. You can get popular for anything now. So.
Right.
To really, like, sit down and do a sketch like the one we just did with Moneybag, and for people to still appreciate that, lets me know that, all right, they're still looking for comedy.
Bro, tell them where you from, Rito.
I'm from Boston, man.
you don't never really run into a lot of niggas from Boston.
Yeah, you really.
But when you
there
be some real niggas when you do it.
Every single Boston nigga is a real nigga.
And he has to be, because everywhere you go, niggas be like, Boston, yeah, nigga.
Yeah, that's part of being in Boston. And the white boy's not a game for Boston.
Man, they will beat your ass. They will show up with 21 cousins.
It's different, man. But I love it. I love Boston. But I love coming, like, to Atlanta and shit, man, just to see the way y'all do shit. Like, to be up here at this show and Rodney Perry just be here, it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, that's the vibe out here. So when you do, like, you see one or two Boston people. When you see people from Atlanta or you're in Atlanta, you see everybody.
Man, that's because Atlanta got his own ecosystem. Damn. It ain't like every other city has the same infrastructure, but Atlanta got an ecosystem. Wow. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Because everything in Atlanta goes a long way. Just like you said, it's like you never know who might pop up where.
Yeah.
And how about this? Atlanta also got a sense of history.
Yes.
You know, like I'm from Chicago. You know, I've lived in different cities, New Orleans and L.A., but Atlanta has a certain link to like black history that I really enjoy. That's one of the things I like about this city, the culture.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's everything. Like we've seen it, not being from here, I've seen it first with music.
Right.
You know what I mean? We've seen how when Atlanta kicked the door down, it wasn't just one person. It was literally like every week there's somebody new from Atlanta coming out.
Right.
And with social media, it was the same thing. Like when you see DC come out, Money Bags right behind them. Right. And it's just crazy, man, to see the way like Atlanta really sticks together, bro. That shit's dope to me.
Man, that's because it's such the ecosystem is set up for it to work that way.
Yeah.
You gotta come. It's certain things that's just gonna happen if you do this shit right in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like, because that's the type of city it is. Nigga, if you do music, at some point, it's some people you gonna have to see. Because you're in the business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like if you're an entertainer, bro. If you ain't figured out a way to get any kind of role on the Tyler Perry, if you ain't did nothing over there,
you gotta work a little harder.
You gotta figure out what you're doing. You ain't been a background, because he putting everybody in the scene.
You ain't been on the little lot yet.
You ain't even went out. I'm talking about you ain't been invited to audition.
You ain't been a Tyler Crib.
Come on, man. Your name gotta come up. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
and it's not necessarily that we got gatekeepers in Atlanta, but we have people who still active in a lot of different industries who have access to a lot of different things.
Yeah, I put in a Tyler Perry movie from Uptown.
Exactly.
I'm in Uptown doing a set. Roger Bob said, hey, man, I'm going to give you a call tomorrow. And he did.
Right.
It's Atlanta.
So, man, Rodney, tell me what it's like, man, to be getting these movie roles and being able to do your thing at this point of the game. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I don't want to bring up this situation, but you know what I'm saying? It's like you had a moment where you had to stop everything and regroup and get yourself back together. And now it's like.
And I'm transparent about it. For anybody that don't know, I had a stroke 4 years ago. And so that's a stop down. You know, you got to stop down. You got to regroup. You got to get yourself back healthy. And, you know, you do that. And that's why kind of COVID don't scare me. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not disrespectful because COVID will come tap your ass on the shoulder.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, God give you a new lease. You know, I feel like I got a new lease on life. I still love comedy.
Right.
You know, I'm out every weekend telling jokes. And that's the gift, man.
Right.
That's the gift. And we get to lighten the collective burden. That's what I call what we do as comedians. We lighten the collective burden. When I watch you guys on that stage having fun, and y'all have created a new thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it made me look at comedy different just to see y'all do it on that stage, like, every week.
Y'all made what we do into a band.
Yeah.
Like a music, and we always, it's such a solitary profession. And so to see three guys get to have fun and rock together, that's something else.
Right.
That's dope.
Right, man. That's what I've been telling people all the time. It's just like, this shit is so, who knew?
Yeah.
And the people make this shit dope because they support it.
Yeah.
And it's like, they helped us create a lane.
Wow.
And now we in it, and we trying to bring bring the whole ecosystem here to let a motherfucker know that we see everything that y'all see, and we are fans of who y'all are fans of. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this is the Comedy Network. It ain't just about us. We just happen to be the drivers.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we try to get everybody that we can bring on our platform.
It take me back to Who's Got Jokes. You was like, I ain't got no choice.
I had no choice, bro.
You don't understand
how real my life was at that point.
How real was
it? I'm talking about, bro, I'm on probation.
Okay.
Every time I go see these folks, they want to violate me.
Right.
Because I fit the description of the description that describes me.
Yeah. You on every level. You that guy.
It's on one hand, I got you telling me you're a star. Then I gotta go see this lady who telling me I'm a crook and I ain't did shit.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying? And I got jammed up on some bullshit somebody else did. You get what I'm saying? I let a nigga drag my car and they left some roaches in the ashtray.
Yeah.
I ain't never, as long as I ever smoke weed, I ain't never left my roaches in the ashtray.
Who does that?
Who the fuck does that? So I'm on probation for this shit, and they trying to make it seem like I had 9 keys. Motherfucking dope.
What the hell? What the hell? How dare you?
You're lucky I don't suspend your license, asshole. They were making threats and this. Bruh.
Meanwhile, you on TV.
Bruh, I'm still getting.
And we playing. We doing tricks.
Post-traumatic stress of this lady saying my name some nights. I wake up and all I can hear is, Mr. Miller. Mr. Miller.
What was her name?
I don't have no clue, because she said my name so bad. Mr. Miller. Everybody in my family know I hate that shit, so sometimes they'll just be like, Mr. Miller. Oh, she was strange as hell, bro. Ah, so I get on Who's Got Jokes. That shit was just crazy. I'm like, what is they doing? Because you know Who's Got Jokes didn't want to give you no money till you won. I'm like, I need some money today.
Right now.
Y'all want me to be on this show for 16 weeks for free? How many rounds is it? Right. Where is the money? Yeah. Bill keep coming out here with these fresh ass leather outfits and shit. I am hungry. I just come
to the Roddy Ferrer interview me one more time.
Bro.
Yeah.
I remember
you took that shit with so much stride, though. Like, bruh. It was like nothing could shake you. And I was like, dude, that dude a star, man.
Man, because
so like,
the shit I was doing outside was way realer than that.
So, when you seen him performing, you couldn't even tell he had all that going on.
Oh, you wouldn't know until you know. Yeah. You wouldn't know unless you knew. But it was just like, whatever he was dealing with, it didn't stop him from being funny. Mm. And that's what was important.
Right, that was the drive. Cause it's just like you get to the razor's edge, and you know how you get to that point where it's like you're doing comedy and you're like, I gotta make something work.
Right. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like this has to work. This is my plan. You know what I'm saying? Like,
ain't no going back.
Like, this is the plan right now.
At some point, you're too far up the road to go anywhere but forward.
Exactly. Like, ain't no going back. We here now.
Yeah.
Well, okay, y'all don't hear me? Okay, these folks on the TV gonna hear me then.
Yeah.
Y'all playing, and they need to know that y'all playing, because I'm hungry today.
Wow.
Right. You get what I'm saying?
Now, how do you reconcile that when you're not hungry no more?
I'm still
Or how do you stay hungry?
I'm still hungry. Rodney, this is what the game been giving me. Sips. It's just sips.
We was all waiting. Like, what is it gonna be?
Rodney, I ain't got to walk in and goddamn.
You ain't got a chance to eat. Ain't good.
What's that?
Give me that. Yeah.
I ain't got to eat. Right. Bro, they let me. I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They ain't let me eat.
It definitely levels to eat.
I want.
It's levels to eat.
I want
some
of them noodles they got right there. Yeah. I ain't had none of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin Hart got to show his plate we ain't even seen.
Bruh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, he can be that famous. Now, don't know comedians. Have you ever heard a comedian say they want to be as famous as Kevin Hart? That is too famous.
Yeah, that's high.
Too famous.
Yeah, that's high.
The
comedy rock star thing is real with that nigga.
It's real.
Yeah. It's real.
It's real.
It's a different level.
Yes. I be forgetting nigga my friend.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He's so famous, he the most famous that the comedian that a nigga can be at this point. He is the Jeff Bezos of nigga fame.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't want to be that famous.
Yeah, that's true.
You sure?
I swear. This I'm.
You don't want to be that. But that's the
food. I know exactly what my limit is.
You said you want the food.
Yeah, okay, check
that's
this
the
out.
Noodles you're talking about.
I'm eating for me.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want. Okay. This is the level I want my fame to stop at.
Okay.
I never want to be famous enough where you can fuck somebody and they famous.
Wow. But you that famous man.
No, don't.
You that famous.
You can't say
Come
that, Roddy.
You are that famous that. Right now.
No.
Damn.
No.
Go fuck somebody.
Nah, I ain't gonna
Go fuck somebody right now for how much money she made.
She rich. She gonna be hot in the streets.
Nah, I wanna stay at the level where somebody be like, I fuck Carlos, and then be like, you just a freak, then. You just a freaking young lady.
I push back with you a little bit. You are that famous now, right now.
Man, I hope not. I'm too humble then.
Yeah, you humble.
I'm either gonna have to step up or get down.
Well, or both.
Wow,
if that's the case, I had no idea.
Hey.
Well, look, man, this only the intro. We're gonna get back to this shit in a minute. This is the 85 South Show. I see y'all.
And I am that famous.
Yeah, we'll do the second half after this.
I'm a good
All right, let's regroup.
What's up, Birmingham?